I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, Christians are being arrested as terrorists. In Eastern Europe, having group prayers in private homes is now illegal, but that isn't stopping the gospel. We've got a story from Africa, where the Bible is being introduced in a new heart language. While you pray for Christians facing various persecutions, take joy in knowing God's word can't be restrained, not even in Russia. It's been 2 months since Putin signed the anti-terrorism bill into law. Since then, many Christians' worst fears for this law have been realized. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba explains.
We're getting information from all different parts of Russia. And as you see with this article that was recently an American missionary, I mean the pastor, was severely fined for his activity when he was inviting people to his home for Bible study and for group prayer.
But that's not all that's happened.
We see it's taking place all over Russia today. There was a Reformed Orthodox priest arrested in St. Petersburg. The summer camps were shut down because they had some elements of illegal missionary activity, as local authorities would say, because either Ukrainian or American or Western youth were involved in helping those summer camps.
It's clear that many of Russia's local authorities are taking this vaguely written anti-terrorism law very seriously, and it's limiting Russia's evangelical church. Would you pray for wisdom for Russia's leaders, both in and out of the church? Pray for Mission Eurasia to be able to continue serving Russia's Christians, and finally pray the gospel would continue reaching people despite man's law. Today is World Literacy Day, and Food for the Hungry is celebrating the transformation of lives through education. Gary Edmonds explains what Food for the Hungry has to do with literacy.
The reason why Food for the Hungry exists is actually to end all forms of hunger or all forms of poverty. We take hunger not simply as foodstuffs, but it includes the spiritual dimension, includes the physical dimension, includes the social dimension of life.
They're seeing dramatic changes happening in countries like Bangladesh, where women are traditionally viewed as property.
The consequence of that is that these women have not been allowed to be educated in life. And so we have gone through in working in these highly broken, impoverished communities and actually taken initiative to work with the women on literacy.
Literacy is changing both lives and culture.
We see domestic violence going down significantly, and we see women then taking initiative to develop businesses, create savings groups, and to coach and to train their own children in an educational process.
Would you pray alongside Food for the Hungry in these programs? Learn more at missionnews.org. And some of the most exciting news we share with you involves Bible translation. Each new people group reached is another step towards fulfilling the Great Commission. We're pleased to announce the completion of the Labwizi New Testament for the Babwizi people in Uganda. Waller Tabb of SIL is a translation consultant for Wycliffe Bible Translators. He says though there's a Christian presence in the area, these people haven't been able to read the gospel in their own language.
Most of the people are nominally Christian, probably about 90%. 10% would be nominally Muslim.
However, Tabb says that in practice, many of them still follow traditional religions. And so while we're encouraged by the overwhelming enthusiasm the Babwizi community showed when they received their Bibles, we're asking you to pray something like this.
We're praying that the people would receive this New Testament as the Word of God, and that they will base their life on it, that individuals will read it, that churches will commit to preaching from it expositionally, and that revival will come.
And also be praying for God to bring the right team together to complete the Old Testament. For more details, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.